Coach Victor, another cross-country season here at Pleasantville is upon us. It seems like it wasn't that long ago. We were just talking about cross-country last year, and now here it is, a new season. Let's just start off. Can we start off our interview talking a little bit about how you feel last season, when I know you guys had the one state qualifier. But overall, just real quick as a coach, how do you feel like last season went overall for you guys?
I thought it was a nice season. I mean, we knew that we had some rebuilding in some areas. We obviously knew Kurt was going to have a nice season. He kind of worked his way into a chance to qualify. And then obviously just when he qualified, that's a great way to end your season. And then on the girls' side, we knew that we had potential there, but we also knew that we had to kind of maybe like build up to something there. We knew we had a nice junior high team too, so just trying to end on a high note. I felt like, honestly, at the qualifier, the girls ran their best race. One through seven, I think every girl set a season best. And so just, you know, that gives us some momentum moving into this season.
Yeah, and you mentioned too, you guys do have a pretty young roster too, you know what? And you had a successful junior high program. So what benefit does that give to you as a coach to have some young talent on your team coming up, or that's already been there?
Right. So you obviously, whenever you have some pieces back, that can bring some leadership, bring some experience, but then you kind of infuse that younger, maybe just talent that can come in right away and help. That obviously just makes us deeper. So that's one thing that I think, especially on the girls' side this year, that might not be a thing where we're trying to find five, but can we have competition in our 6, 7, 8 that are trying to earn a varsity spot, even crack into that top five at times. I think that competition will be good for us, just from a practice standpoint and competition standpoint.
Kurt Keenan, of course, is going to be returning, but can you highlight a couple other significant returners that you guys will have this year?
Yeah, so Kylie McConnell on the girls' side was, she had her best cross season last year, and then springboarding into the track season, I thought she had her best track season. So I know that we'll be excited to have her. Carly Grip did a nice job for us on the girls' side. So I think those are two that just off the top of my head really stand out as kids that can bring varsity experience. And then also just a couple years of that varsity experience to help our young kids.
You know, at this point of the season, this point of the summer, while you guys are a couple weeks away still from the season starting, what are some things that you guys are doing to get ready for the upcoming season?
So this first couple weeks, you're just trying to obviously kind of gauge where everybody's at. The nice thing is we had a nice summer with a consistent number of kids coming in. So you have a good idea of where they're at. And then, the kids that maybe you haven't seen all summer, you're trying to figure out, what have they been doing? Have they been working a lot on their own? So just trying to get a baseline of things. Then obviously after that, we're trying to maybe get like a time trial in to kind of get a really solid number on them so we can work different zones of training. But just overall, just, figuring out what we have as a team, building some team chemistry, and then just seeing that focus and that effort, really dialing that in early in the season so they kind of set a tone for the whole season.
Yeah, and cross country is obviously not a sport where you have a lot of statistics and X's and O's like say football or basketball. But what is one area specifically you like to see you guys improve upon from last year?
Yeah, so I mean we focus a lot on that the first mile going and then going into the second mile, so those splits, and just kind of seeing where they're at from meet 1 to meet 10. And so just like that progression of time, obviously you can look at their mile times, you can look at their 1K times, but then overall just the improvement from meet to meet from maybe it was the last year they ran that course and how they improved. So just, there maybe not be a lot of statistics that way, but you have that one number that matters the most, right? Just are they faster than last year kind of a thing. So I think we're going to look at just hopefully we can see improvement from our returners, and then can we build a strong base for those incoming freshmen that have to move from 1.8 or 1.9 to 3.1 miles.
Yeah, and cross country obviously is a sport too where you do have a season, but it's kind of a year-round thing because these kids can't just stop running after last season and expect to be as good as they were when they pick up. So what's is it one of them things where they kind of just have to hold themselves accountable, or you are able to oversee that a little bit?
So I think it's twofold, right? You definitely have to hold an expectation, and you want them you want them to know that you care about those kind of things, but at the same time, they're ultimately the one that drives their success. And so, if it's a success because a coach is on them constantly about what they're doing, what kind of merit does that have in the long run? What you really hope is a lot like what Kurt, and we talked off air, but what Kurt, one thing that I'm really happy about Kurt is Kurt takes that ownership for himself. I know that he'll be going out to run because he loves to run. He's driven by his own success. And so what I hope is our younger kids, and we are young this year, can see someone like that and understand, like, okay, what does it take? How did this person get to a to the level that they've gotten? And then kind of maybe take his example and run with it.
Coach Victor, any final thoughts before we close ahead of kind of the excitement surrounding this upcoming cross-country season here at Pleasantville?
Yeah, just excited for the season. We had a fun year last year. We have a lot of kids back, but we have a nice young group of kids that work hard, and just looking forward to it.